Western Cape allocates 53 million rand to food relief efforts amid lockdown. The Western Cape will allocate an additional 53 million rand towards funding emergency food relief programs as the province battles a rising number of COVID-19 cases. The funding, which was approved by the Western Cape Treasury at the weekend, will go towards providing food parcels and cooked meals across the province as the country remains under lockdown. We know that the lockdown is tough on everyone and is affecting on the livelihoods of many families across the Western Cape. That is why we are working hard to ensure that no one goes hungry during this difficult time and that we are all able to play our part to stop the spread of the coronavirus, Premier Alan Winda said in a statement on Sunday. We have therefore taken a number of emergency steps to ensure our residents get the nutrition they need, he said. The province plans to allocate 20 million rand to distributing 50,000 food parcels, which will be facilitated by the Department of Social Development. The department will also get 5 million rand to cater an additional 10,000 cooked meals per day for a month. Only a whole-of-society approach through the efforts of all spheres of society can help curb the pressure we experience on our available services, Social Development MEC, Sharna Fernandez said. Up to 10 million rand will go towards increasing the number of people receiving food from existing feeding schemes to more than 6,500. The provincial government said it also would reactivate the Early Childhood Development, ECD, feeding schemes which will feed up to 80,000 children a day. The Department of Education in the province will launch an 18 million rand special school feeding program which will run from April 8 until April 20. Western Cape Education MEC, Debbie Shafa said the department will be working with service providers to ensure that children who normally qualify for the National School Feeding Program will receive meals. The National School Nutrition Program feeds about 483,000 of our poorer learners. We need to get to as many learners as possible in this very difficult time.